Let's give them something to talk about.
Geelong's very own drive show.
Don't have to put do not answer one and do not answer two.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballerine.
Let's celebrate.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Kirby and Josh.
Love a love a scuba dive, can I dig it?
K-Rock 955.
Oh, just love
what a movie Step Brothers is.
Oh, it's one of the best of all time, isn't it?
Oh.
You know who hasn't seen it? My mum.
My housemate, Tatum.
I really, when we can, these cinemas open, we're doing
we're
a screening.
We're having a screening for people who haven't seen Step Brothers because I want to watch the joy on their faces throughout the film.
I want to hear the laughter.
Gosh.
I want to hear those moments.
Because you know it's coming.
And it's a collective laugh too, so it's something about that when
just
you're in the
great
energy with everyone. Everyone's laughing. It's great. Great
there's
day.
So many moments.
Oh, it's so good, isn't it?
Save it. I'm going to save it for a solo. The show.
Show was great. Show was really
had a
good
lot of callers with stupid people out there.
Yeah, wasn't that funny? What a story about the chef. You know what I liked about that chef that obviously had the complaint from the customer? Was he didn't, you know.
He didn't send it back to them. He sent
it
back to them
he
right.
He didn't talk down to them.
Yeah.
He just thought,
do you know what?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to be the bigger person.
Yeah, that's right. And I really like that. That's a nice
something
story.
I could learn from. Oh, Beretta.
Quiz. Oh, Mark Beretta. Mark Beretta.
What a legend of a bloke.
God, you just want a few more signatures on that petition for the big ute, don't you?
And then it's going to be here.
But Barrett's bloody hung around for ages after.
Yeah, I know. Like, mate, we've actually got to do a show.
Yeah, yeah.
We loved having you on.
We love
but
you.
We've got to let you go.
You've got to rest up for Monday when you're back on Sunrise, that's for sure. There was heaps of good stuff
a lot
on
of fun.
Here. You'll enjoy it. I'm going to need you in just a second. 52-232-955. So we were saying before, the saying, a customer is always right.
You get told that.
That's right. So if they come and complain about something, you have to sort of listen to them, don't you?
Just nod and say, I'll get the manager and let them sort it out.
And for all those people that work in customer service, you know, that's not always the case.
No.
So footage has gone viral. In fact, 5 million views on TikTok for this one video. And what it is of a chef's reaction as a customer sends back the meal saying it's raw.
It's raw.
That meal, steak tartare, which is supposed to be raw. It's served with, you know, onion, steak, bit of egg yolk.
I always have the yolk. Oh.
To me, not that I would never choose to eat that. No.
You say that, but then when someone orders it at the table you try it,
is
oh
it
my heavenly goodness gracious me, it's delightful.
Because I love a rare steak, but I
you
just,
would, oh, Josh.
Is it really?
Josh.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm worried to introduce you to it. You're going to die.
Anyway, so instead of, you know, having a go at the customer and going, hey, that's actually what's supposed to be like, because he didn't want to speak down to him. So the chef just shows his reaction and then he just cooked it and put it back on the plate just to go, okay, there you go.
There you go. The customer is always right.
I love that.
I used to work at a sports store in Melbourne and we sold the 2XU leggings, you know, the fitness tights.
Yeah, yeah.
And a dad came in with his daughter on the Friday and she wanted a pair. So he bought her a pair. Yeah. And then the next day they returned and she was wearing shorts that day. And he came up to me, he's like, hey, I bought these yesterday. There's a hole in it. And so as you do, I looked at the pants and thought, oh, yeah, there's a hole. I've gone, did anything happen? He goes, nah, she hasn't worn them. She hasn't worn them. But the hole was right where the knee is. And then you look down at her knee and she's got a massive cut with a Band-Aid on it.
God.
But you have to say, no, no, no. I understand we've sold you something faulty.
Yeah. How could that have happened?
How?
No, no one could work
just leave
it
her
out
in the car and then I wouldn't have known, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly right. 52-232-955. The dumb customer complaints that you've got.
The silly things that they've complained about.
Yeah, you know, and they've tried to get away with it as well.
Be honest, they're stupid.
52-232-955. We'd love to hear from you. People could win a Go Right Away of Geelong's most popular surf school experience for two people as well, 2 hour sessions. Right now, asking the question 52-232-955. What was the dumb customer question or complaint? This is after a chef received steak tartare. He sent it, the customer sent it back saying it was raw.
It's rare. It's raw. I need this cooked. That's what it's supposed to be, mate.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's supposed to be.
We've had a lot of people get involved at our Facebook page, and if you're looking for something to do, highly recommend going there to check it out. The
There's
responses.
Some good ones, aren't there?
There's some good ones. Amanda said she knows someone, my aircon doesn't work with the roof off where my car is down.
Oh, like a convertible.
Like, so when your roof is down, the aircon's not working. JL said, I want a refund. The heel on this stiletto boot is faulty. It broke when I fell over on the gutter the other night. They're great. They make you laugh. But we do have Jess from Wensleydale. You've got a silly customer complaint.
I do. Oh, I did. I did have a customer purchase a lovely set of headphones. They weren't the most expensive ones, but they were pretty good. And she wanted to return them because they didn't have any music on them.
Oh, no.
Usually we would have a policy that any unopened headphones due to hygiene we would not return, but I wasn't even going to argue with that one.
Oh, that's next level. That is brilliant. Imagine that. That's so good, Jess.
Did you say anything back to her, or is it just that?
I wasn't even going to argue with that one. I've had plenty of things in my retail experience, but that one.
Yeah, that wasn't going to... You weren't going to be able to explain that, I wouldn't
have thought. Jesus.
Kirby in Brimley, have you had a dumb customer complaint?
Not a complaint, a really stupid question. I was a bartender for a number of years, and when I was in the States, I had a woman come up to the bar, does an espresso martini have alcohol in it?
She had six of them. Found out the hard way.
Kirby and Josh and K-Rock. Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Kirby and Josh.
On K-Rock 955. It takes a certain person to be a truck driver.
It does.
I couldn't do it. Could not do it. It's a big vehicle.
Kat's dad, Keith, always reminds me I'm the only one in the family without a truck license.
One day. Maybe that'll be it. If you ask finally one day permission to marry his daughter, he goes, if you get your license.
If you get your truck license, you can do it.
Some T's and C's to the marriage.
You're not coming into this family without a license.
But for one truck driver, he's had a bit of a bad day because they travel long distances. And they've got a massive load that they carry.
Pressure's on.
Like, I struggle with my car.
Yeah.
How are you going to go with a big load like that?
That's a long thing. Responsible job.
So for this one truck driver, over in America, on the interstate, he was crossing it. And unfortunately, he swiveled a little bit. Next thing you know, his semi-trailer, it's rolled over.
Oh, geez.
Now, he is okay.
Oh, good.
He's okay. His load, not so much. It is spread all across the interstate, blocking traffic both ways.
Could you imagine the anxiety?
You'd be thinking a lot of things. I am causing this traffic.
Yeah.
The truck's done. I'm not going to get this delivered in time because it's now on the road.
Am I getting paid for this?
But the
Who cops the cost of that?
It's a good question.
Insurance, obviously.
It's a really good question. But the best part about this story is what he was carrying and what is now across the road.
It's gone, yeah.
Beer.
Oh.
Slabs and slabs and slabs of beer.
And it break too. That's the thing, isn't it? You know?
You'd be shattered, especially knowing you're carrying such precious cargo.
Yeah.
And then to know that you've shattered it. Literally would break your heart.
And some, I think everyone would have the same
reaction,
belief, wouldn't they?
Exactly.
I remember, I think it was recently that we had a potato spill.
Potatoes.
Not too far away from here on the Princes.
Okay.
I remember I think it was a lot of potatoes.
Chippies. Would you rather the beer or the chippies to be on there?
Well, they go together, don't they?
They do.
You know?
There's also a lot of other semi-trailer accidents that have happened while carrying such precious cargo. One semi-trailer spilled over 70,000 pounds of bacon.
Oh, wow.
Across the motorway.
Jeez, That's a lot that's of bacon.
That's a lot of bacon.
How can you even drive the truck?
48,000 pounds of wine from another.
Oh, devastating.
40,000 pounds of sausages.
Jeez.
And before I tell you this last one, I want you to remember.
But honestly, it sounds like you're describing a barbecue.
So elephants only weigh around 9 tons.
Okay, only.
This one I think would hurt you and I the most. Yeah, okay. We're driving along and you see this in front of you.
Yeah.
12 tons of liquid chocolate.
Oh, that one hurts. That hits close to home.
You'd be getting out of the car and slipping and sliding.
Oh, you'd be drinking it. You're drinking your road chocolate. Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955. At this time of the week, we like to get those thoughts out of our mind, those shower thoughts. So we jump in the shower together.
That's it. Cleanse the thoughts that have been in the brain.
That's it.
And you just
want
to get them out.
It's the place where you think, don't you?
A lot of thinking happens in the shower.
So I thought about this during the week because I had to heat something up from the freezer.
Yeah.
And I thought, so there's people like me who will throw out the box and you have to get the box back out to read the instructions yes. about what to do.
I've seen you do this and yeah. it frustrates me.
Now, the other part about that is that we definitely don't read the last instruction, which is let it cool for 2 minutes and then you burn your mouth.
Yeah. So true, now we know.
Yeah,
now
absolutely,
we know.
Now you know.
Yeah, you know. I was thinking this week, because you know when someone might, let's put it, I might frustrate you and you might you might say it something in your head but you yeah. won't vocalise it.
No.
But we have these thoughts about people, like an imaginary fight.
Yeah, yeah.
You can call it about someone.
Yeah, back and forth. Yeah, I was thinking yeah. you do it before. Yeah. And yeah.
You literally, you're trying to, don't, you know. But someone out there has had an imaginary fight about you.
Yeah, yeah, that's so true.
They may be smiling, but yeah. deep down, they don't
they're
like you.
Thinking back and forth, geez, what's Josh going to say? And something that I haven't actually said, yeah. you know, and they're angry at me for it. It just happens. It's so weird. Before we get out, there's millions of people that go around the world and they're like, I want to travel to the beach. Right? Yeah, I can't wait to get to the beach. Yeah. Can't wait to get in the water.
Yeah.
But they'll only ever go waist deep in that water. So they've travelled from overseas to come to Australia to get on the Gold Coast or down here on the South Coast. And they just chuck their feet in.
Put your head under. Dive straight in.
Oh, God.
That was good thinking.
It was. Time to get out.
Yeah. Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Kirby and Josh.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955. Joining us now, one of the, you know, a K-Rock alumni, really.
Geelong royalty.
Absolutely. Mark Beretta, welcome.
Guys, how are you? Good to be back in town, at least by radio anyway.
Now, we've got you on for a particular reason because we've launched a campaign here at K-Rock, and that is to get Geelong its very own, its very first big thing, a 1934 Ford Ute. And we know you're the man to go to with cars. What do you think of it?
Absolutely sensational idea, and Geelong is long overdue for a big thing. I mean, we could have had the big Cat, we could have had the big Joel Selwood, but I think the big Ford Ute is the way to go, because Ford's got such a tradition in Geelong. Utes, well, crikey, who hasn't had a ute in Geelong? this is just a marriage made in heaven. Fantastic. I 100% endorse it, and I speak on behalf of all of the Sunrise crew and all of Channel 7.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Because it's a nice-looking ute, too. That's the thing. It's
it's classy.
It's a hot rod now, really, the 1934 ute, isn't it?
Oh, it's vintage. I mean, it's a classic. It's the must-have. It is the must-have ute. If you're going to put a ute on a big pole and put it at the front of Geelong and say, this is the big ute, that is the ute to have. So, now look, I think it's awesome. I think it'll look fantastic. And, I mean, nothing says Geelong like a big ute, so bring it on. I mean, where are you thinking, guys? Have you come up with a location yet?
This is the thing. This is the tricky part. It's the talk around town at the moment. Where should we put it? Some people say Eastern Beach. Some people say back out at Ford. But we need space so people can come past.
Yeah. I'm thinking, just as you come into town, so if you come past Ford, I'm thinking somehow mounted on the top of the railway bridge as you sort of come over towards Pilkington's old glassman.
Yes.
So it's on a nice high spot. You can't miss it. I think somewhere, or where else could you go? On the end of the pier, could you put it up on top of the pier, Cunningham Pier somewhere? I just think it's got to be prominent, and Eastern Beach is looking great. That's got all its stuff. Got its Ferris wheel, got a swimming pool and all of that.
Yeah.
I'll move away from there. I'm thinking somewhere, you know, or do you put it on the entrance to get into your park and sort of say, make it a super attraction?
That's not a bad idea.
Geez, you're full of great ideas. Brett, we're loving it.
That's what I do. Guys, that's what I do.
You could be in government.
I'm with you guys. I'm a dreamer and I'm a believer. I'm a believer in the big news for Geelong. So bring it on, whatever it takes.
You did mention that the Sunrise crew is endorsing it as well, and you threw out some ideas before that potentially could have been the big thing, like the big Cat, but we did have other suggestions, such as the Hills Hoist, because it was created here as well. Now, if we were to do the Hills Hoist, do you reckon Koshy would get around Goon of Fortune?
Yes. Yeah, no question about it. And that'd be a lot of fun. The big ute, I mean, what says Australia like a ute? And if you're going to have a ute in our part of the world, you've got to have a Ford.
Yeah.
And if you're going to have a Ford, have a classic. So, tick, tick, tick. It all comes together. You know, I can't see the objection to this. I, I think Daniel Andrews and the whole state of Victoria would be right behind this. I couldn't see any objection. Like, let's go to the Prime Minister.
Brett, you've got the contacts. You know, send a cheeky message for us to ScoMo.
One call from it. Guys, I can go to the Queen. I'll get it done.
Well, my friend, we really appreciate your time. You're an absolute legend, and we love how much you still love Geelong, and it's a part of your history. So thank you for getting behind it, and thanks
We'll invite you to the ribbon-cutting ceremony for it.
Could you please? I think it's a live sunrise broadcast.
Yes.
It's a live broadcast with the cutting of the ribbon at the Big Ute. And I'm just going to try and stop Koshy from running forward with the scissors because he gets excited when there's ribbon cutting, you know. But yeah. Good to be back on K-Rock. It's been a few years, so where I started my radio career. So always good to be back.
We love you. Thanks again.
Thanks, guys. Cheers. Go
K-Rock. Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarine. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Reddit has exploded overnight over a little theory behind something that many of us would have eaten when we were kids. Some people might still like them as adults. And that is the Kellogg's LCM bars.
Oh, they are dangerous. I could put a heap of them away.
A box is a serving, isn't it?
I mean, God, they're good.
Did you like just the plain sort of milky flavoured ones or your chocolate with the little M&Ms?
I like the plain one with the chocolate
chips
on the top.
Yum.
That was the next level for me. I could eat just the normal one. But
Heaven.
Anyway.
Heaven in a bar. So Reddit, anyways, exploded because people were talking about the LCM bar and then someone said, what does LCM stand for? What do you think it stands for? Because I don't think I've thought about it because anytime I've had one in my hand, I'm just LCM. Shoving it down my throat.
Light crispy meal.
That is a suggestion that's been put up there. It's not that.
What is it?
Well, this is the thing. A lot of people are saying it's about little crunchy munchies, light crispy morsels. And then because this thread got so much attention, Kellogg's himself came back and said, we'll tell you what exactly it means.
What does it mean?
The truth is, it doesn't actually stand for anything at all.
Oh, really?
From Kellogg's themselves.
Oh, well, that's...
It's an acronym that is actually just letters.
That's it? It's
not,
nothing.
It doesn't mean a word.
Wow.
Other acronyms I wanted to test you on to see if you knew what was going on. DERV. D-E-R-V.
I've never even heard that.
DERV.
Is that, what's that used in?
In road sense. Car world.
In the car world, in a direction, you're saying?
Oh, not a direction, just on roads.
I don't know.
It's a diesel engine road vehicle.
Ah. I was about to give myself a tick. It's definitely not. I would never have gone that. Never have gone that more.
So, GIFs. You know GIFs. They're massives.
Yep.
What does a GIF stand for?
Oh, God. Something, information.
Graphics interchange format or GIF.
They're the ones that are looped, aren't they?
Yeah, they're the fun ones. But must add, the inventor thinks you should be pronouncing it GIF, not GIF.
I'll stick with GIF.
Yeah, same. Now, a group you and I love, ABBA.
Yeah.
What does ABBA stand for?
Oh, God, this is the hardest game I've ever played in my life.
We love it. Dancing Queen. Come on, Josh.
I'm ABBA. Trying to think of the name. ABBA. After, before, backwards, and afraid.
It's the first letter of their names. I think the born Benny and the Honey Friend, which is great.
Are you going to ask one that I can get?
Okay, you should know this because you would use this browser in your time of being an internet person.
I don't
person.
Know it already. Here we go.
Yahoo.
Oh. That's an acronym.
Yeah.
Yahoo. You... I've got no idea.
Yet another hierarchically, I can't even say that, organised oracle is what it means.
Well, that's just dumb. I mean...
We'll just stick to Yahoo then.
Yeah, Yahoo's way easier. God, that game is hard.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarine. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Yesterday we were talking about how a Thai fisherman discovered a lump of whale vomit, and I was telling you about how he's about to become rich, and you're like, why?
Which I was baffled at the reason.
Because ambergris is used in perfume. Did you know that whale vomit's used for perfume and all that sort of stuff?
No. I did not know
your
that.
Own research, mate.
Is that, are you having me on here?
No. You put so much doubt in me that as soon as we got off here, I had to go and check.
But this is the thing. Yeah. Even another guy in the office had no idea.
Yeah. But so, if you're basing your things off him, I would be in a bit of trouble, I reckon. But I thought, okay, well, there must be other stuff that's used in that we aren't really sure about that are used in other products from animals.
Yeah, okay. So well, I had no clue about that, so hit me.
So beer, right? Mm. Guinness contains isinglass, which is a chemical found in fish bladders.
Isinglass.
I hope I've pronounced that correctly. So it helps gather stray yeast cells during the fermenting process.
Really?
Yeah, chucks it in.
Still, get me a Guinness.
So Downy, which is like it's a detergent.
Okay.
It's like a big brand overseas. Used hydrogenated tallow, I can't pronounce the rest of it, but it's a rendered cattle, sheep and horse fat.
Oh.
Yeah, mixed with the other chemicals as well. So it's in your cleaning products.
Don't you get so curious at how they actually came up with the idea
Absolutely.
That would work with that product?
Absolutely. I didn't know this one and I thought I should have because
you know
Kat's
everything.
Family is in cane farming.
Oh, yes.
And sugar. And so apparently the refining process for both white and brown sugar often use bone char, which is a granular material from animal ashes. And gives
really?
The sugar its white colour. So I'm going to have to follow that one up. But, I mean, it's
animal
incredible.
Animal ashes is in my sugar.
No, it's to help take off the brown and like the molasses, I'd say.
Far out. My mind's blown. You know how sometimes when you hear this stuff, a lot of people go, I can't eat that stuff again?
Mm.
It doesn't happen to me. Like all I'm doing now is thinking about sugar and what I can knock back, you know?
Well, you think about it when you put it in your coffee, will you be like, oh.
I mean, I'll think about it, but I'm still having the coffee.
It's Herbie and Josh on K-Rock.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. What happened this week with Herbie and Josh?
Some important news.
This is important news.
Very important.
Welcome your host, Louis Zacca.
G'day, Louis.
Hola.
Hello. Hello, hello, hello.
Happy birthday for this week.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you.
I like your idea of not celebrating the last two so you don't add them onto the tally.
Yeah. Well, they've both been in lockdown.
Mm.
I know people who have managed to get through without
having a lockdown
having a
birthday.
Lockdown birthday.
Mm.
I was lucky this year. I got mine came out
Snuck
just
one.
For that
that's
weekend.
That's right, you did. You did
it was
too.
Between I think 6 and 7. I think
yeah.
is for the weekend. That,
yeah,
yep.
That's right. You did too.
That was lucky.
So a bit's been happening this week. You're going to quiz us.
Yes.
And we'll just names as buzzers, first to three, but. Whatever.
We don't, yeah, we lose count.
It's a bit of fun. It's a bit of fun.
Bit of fun. Play along at home. What will change for kids in grades 3 to 6?
Josh. They'll be able to go to school.
Yeah. They're already back at school.
They'll have vaccinations.
No.
Okay.
3 to 6, you're saying?
Grades 3 to 6.
Herbie. they. We'll get a laptop, so if they have to go home, they can do homework at home.
Is that on behalf of Herbie? Are you
the government?
The government.
Yes.
No.
Okay, what was it?
They've got to wear masks.
Oh, do they?
Masks, yeah, masks are being made mandatory.
Right.
The mask rule about drinking alcohol at picnics has been lifted.
Yep.
We can now drink.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Interesting. Do you know what the
Should
kids...
Should have led with that one. Yeah. I mean, the kids are going to look cute in those masks. But
they're great at picking you up if you don't have it on.
Yeah, they are.
They remind you. You haven't got your mask on. You're like, okay.
Sorry.
Next one.
Well, let's go back in time then, if today's news is a little too fresh.
Mm.
What day was Facebook down?
Oh,
Herbie's in first.
I'm going to say Tuesday.
And you're going to be correct.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, mm-hmm. I am. What a disaster day that was for many people.
Was it though?
But
you couldn't get onto Facebook.
They were stressing out.
Doing live updates, some people. I was just like, this is incredible.
It's
you
lot.
Just get off your phone for a minute.
Jump on Twitter to tell everyone you can't get on
That's
Facebook.
That's it.
Question 3. Which Carlton footy stars joined Geelong?
Oh, Josh, you're talking about Eddie Betts.
Correct.
As an assistant coach.
Joining development coach.
God, I love Eddie.
That's a great get.
Yep. Huge get. Just a great dude.
Steve Hocking's not messing around, is he?
No.
Well, they cleared out everyone and then
getting
now.
Some good dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff. For what was Daniel Andrews investigated by Victoria Police?
Josh. He wasn't wearing a mask.
Correct.
But he has just come out and apologised and said to Victoria Police, do fine him, he'll pay it, and if they don't, he's going to pay the money anyway.
Mm.
She doesn't listen to the news, does she?
No.
Victoria Police have fined him.
Have they?
Yes. Oh, well, two fines.
Well, they shouldn't have, because he was going to give the money to the
charity.
To the frontline workers, which I think is better off, you know?
Yeah, I reckon he will anyway.
He probably will, yeah.
He's a good bloke.
Okay. I need this one to stay in the game.
Okay.
Josh to win. Who's giving away a $100 beer tab?
$100 beer tab. Josh. The Beer Baron.
No.
You're talking about like Tom and Loggie, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Beer Baron.
Yeah.
And Bell's Beach Brewery.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, but I'll give myself the point.
And you won.
Yeah, thank you. He always leaks those in. Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice, $100?
Oh, just to spend on beer?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Absolutely.
Every day of the week. Weather like this? Okay.
Oh, what a day for it. Louis, thanks for that.
Oh, good.
You better get back to the newsroom.
I'll jump in, yeah.
For sure. Appreciate your time. Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarine. Kirby and Josh.
On K-Rock 955. A super fan has taken to the old interwebs to let everyone know all the information that he's found out about the Adams family.
What a show. I got creeped out by it, to be honest.
Same. I didn't watch much of it because of that.
Yeah, I was just like, this is weird.
But you know all about it.
The heebie-jeebies.
Yeah. Although, I didn't think some stuff that this guy figured out actually happened. So he's a very, you'd say, a super, super fan.
Astute fan.
Mm. Did you know that it first started back in 1938? It was a cartoon when it first came out. Which is crazy.
1938?
Yeah. Then they burst back onto the screens in 1960s.
Yeah, right. So that's when the TVs.
TV. So it was a cartoon magazine.
Yeah, TV.
Cool. Then went to 1970s. We had another one. And it wasn't until 1991 we had the Addams Family movie where we saw the characters that you love.
Yeah. Not me.
Not Josh. he's kind of getting creeped out.
It makes me feel weird.
So the mum of the family,
yep.
Who's played by Angelic Houston's, she had her crazy makeup and her eyebrows were always up.
Mm.
Turns out she'd have to sit in the chair at 4 a.m. before filming because it took 3 hours to get her makeup on, and they had to get her eyes up, they secured them with glue and string, and the practice would often leave her with headaches, only worsen with the fact that she was unable to lie down because she had a painful metal corset on. That's not fun.
Geez, you'd want to get the first take.
Imagine if someone stuffed the lines.
Oh, God. We can't shoot today, guys.
Not happy. A few people have turned it down. So Tim Burton, he was invited to direct the movie.
Really?
Declined.
And he's one of those guys that does weird movies.
You'd think it's right up his alley.
Yeah, here's some really unusual things.
Danny DeVito turned down the role of Uncle Fester.
Oh, I love Danny.
Oh, don't you love him? He's great. And, you know, Christopher Hart, well, you might not know him, but he played Thing, so the hands, so the disembodied hand. His scenes, they had to shoot over a four-month period because they had to shoot every scene twice, the first with him in a wheelchair so his hand would go across, and then the second would be without him. And then But that's just annoying.
Jeez, movie magic back in the day. Mm. We were just taking a lot. Like now, it's all on a computer program that we can download, you know?
But something I didn't know is that, you know, Mr. MC Hammer?
Can't touch this.
He has big ties to the Addams Family.
Really?
So you would think this is probably his biggest hit and the last hit that really hit the charts.
Yeah.
Turns out, no. Not You Can't Touch This. He wrote a song for the Addams Family, which came out before the movie premiered, so in the cinemas.
Yeah.
Got number 3 in the Billboard charts.
No.
Yes, it did. It's his last top charting single.
Number 3.
Before he went broke.
Jeez, that says a bit about you, doesn't it?
First writing hits, now I'm writing for the Addams Family. Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarine. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock
955. Yeah. All right, Herbie, this is where we run through the daily topics. We see where you sit with either a yeah, nah for no.
Yep.
Or a nah, yeah, for yes.
I'm excited, though, because you said there's something in this which
that
you
want.
Yeah, you want to buy. This
I
is...
want to buy. 100%.
Well, I'll tell you if I like it or not.
Okay. Well, first, let's kick it off with the musical Cats.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. Musicals are not for me.
Just musicals in general?
Oh, my.
You didn't like The Greatest Showman?
Oh, I just don't like them. Mm. And then I went to London last year, early in the year, saw Wicked.
Didn't like it.
Halfway through, I thought, there's another half of that. I mean, I can respect there's an art and a talent to it, but my golly goodness, you lose me early.
So the man that originally wrote the music for Cats, Andrew Lloyd Webber, he saw the movie because he thought, you know what, I'm invested in this.
Yeah.
Had to get a therapy dog afterwards because it was that bad, he said. He said it was just so bad.
That's the one that James Corden...
He's in it. Taylor Swift's in it. Rebel Wilson. Jason
Jeepers
Derulo.
Creepers.
Yeah.
Just... How bad? He's got to get a therapy dog.
I don't know, but I don't want to watch it. That's for sure.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Speaking of watching things, Squid Games. Nah, yeah.
Although I haven't watched it yet, but it's on my list.
Mm.
Everyone's talking about it. It, from what I've heard. It's unbelievable.
That's great.
You're into it.
I'm into it. We've watched three episodes. I started with the dubbing. I didn't realise that you could watch it with just the subtitles because the dubbing at the start, it's like, oh, geez, that's bad. But then once you get used to it, it's fine and you get invested in the show.
You're annoyed at your partner because you can only watch one a night. You just want to smash it out.
I want to smash it out.
You're like, sorry, Kat, stop studying and let's watch TV.
Yeah, that's right. Don't do your work. They're worried in Belgian schools because all the kids are playing the games from Squid Games. But the thing is, they're kids' games. So it doesn't really matter, like red light, green light. So, you know, you can't move when
it's a
good light. But, yeah, it's really good to watch. So if you haven't watched
it. You know you're doing well if school kids are picking it up.
Yeah, for sure. Who's letting them watch it, though? Cold brew coffee.
Nah, yeah. I love, let's say, an iced coffee. When it's cold in summer... That is delightful. It just, it cools you down.
See, I don't even need the milk. I just like the cold brew when it's like, you know, you can have it with
a bit of an ice block.
Yeah. So there's a new machine out that offers both. So you can have it in your house with just a touch of the button.
You can
either go cold brew if it's a hot day or you can have your standard hot coffee.
So this is what you wanted.
Yes.
Yes,
it
is. Is
that not the greatest thing that you've ever heard of?
It is amazing, but Josh, tell me the price.
I didn't look at the price because I don't want to be disheartened.
I have to say, as soon as
$4,000.
You're not going to buy it.
But it'd be a good idea, you know? It'd be nice to dream.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarine. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.